Hey guys, just a short announcement before we start the episode. I want to thank you for listening, first of all. I want to tell you about the second annual Boston Festival of Indie Games, which will be held on Saturday, September 14th, 2013 at the Stratton Student Center and the Johnson Athletic Center on the MIT campus. A celebration of independent game development in a variety of media and genres. Boston Festival of Indie Games is free and open to the public. Festival attendees play video games, tabletop games, and live-action role-playing games in a casual, inclusive environment, plus attend film screenings and keynote talks. To register to attend and to receive regular festival updates, visit www.bostonfig.com. The Boston Festival of Indie Games is a celebration of independent game development with emphasis on the New England and neighboring regions. The Boston Festival of Indie Games seeks to support and showcase the efforts of independent game developers by providing a free public event that encourages attendees to share and interact with games in various media, including video games, location-based games, and tabletop games. Produced under the nonprofit auspices of B Epic, a Boston location games production group, the Boston Festival of Indie Games is focused on creating an intersection between community, academic, and independent interests in gameplay. The MIT Game Lab brings together scholars, creators, and technologists to teach, conduct research, and develop new approaches to applied game design and construction. Ranked by the Princeton Review as one of the top 10 schools to study video game design in North America, the MIT Game Lab maintains MIT's role as a leader in the study, design, and development of games. The MIT Game Lab's goal is to explore, educate, and engage the public by creating groundbreaking games, interactive online courses, and new applications to real-world challenges. Boston Indies is a community of dedicated independent game developers in Massachusetts and the surrounding area. Boston Indies works to foster a sense of community among Boston's independent game developers, facilitate monthly meetups and other related community events, encourage developers to create games independent of large budgets and large company ties, provide a safe environment to obtain critical feedback on game development works in progress, and serve as a brain trust for important information sharing among local independent developers. Press can register now to attend Boston Festival of Indie Games. Check out dicestruction.blogspot.ca for the press registration link. And now, on to the episode.
Sabres fan?
Yeah.
He's a fucking douchebag, eh?
I am a douchebag, but that's got nothing to do with my Sabres affiliation.
Yeah, it does. It has everything to do with it. That's why you are the douchebag.
Welcome.
That's how we'll start this podcast. Dave, the douchebag.
To the Dicestruction
douchebag.
The douchebag podcast. Episode 81.
Destruction.
I'm your host, Douchebag Hayes. To my left is cock knocking fucking Muggsy.
Fart knocking Earl Rojo.
And fucking never shuts the fuck up Ray.
It's very quiet today.
We're playing Axis and Allies Anniversary, 1941 setup. This is round three. The Caucasus is fucking weak as a fucking newborn.
What are you talking about?
The Germans are going to be fucking making little Ukrainian babies all over the fucking place.
If not, the Italians might
do it.
And
the duck chair.
The Italians, too.
The goose and the duck.
They'll be short, and you won't be
goose,
able to understand what they're saying.
Wasn't he one of the wingers?
Somebody needed to go fuck off.
But the tomatoes will be beautiful. The Ukrainian soil is... You can throw a twig in the Ukrainian soil, and wake up the next day, there'll be a fucking full-grown tree there.
Yep.
But it's going to be tomatoes next year, because the Italians are going to take it. I'm going to go start cooking dinner, and the Germans are going to start fucking asses that don't belong to them. Go.
Cooking dinner.
And
you didn't even finish lunch.
I know. If you guys got to take out of it, I got fucking Angus burgers I'm going to make. Oh, what else?
What do you mean? Are you guys not coming with us?
I don't know. We haven't decided yet.
We'll probably,
go with you.
You might still go downer?
Yeah, sure. Don't have to downer. We're going to do that the next time. Next time, we're going to make sure... Levi's not doing anything.
Yes.
Maybe a month from now, because I got to book. I need 14 days before I can book up. I can't book up two Sundays from now.
Right.
A month from now, make sure Matt's okay with that, and you guys are clear, and we'll fucking do that. We'll play till fucking 10, go down to the downer, and find some fucking Romanians. No.
Wait. Whoa.
Gypsies are bad. Don't fuck gypsies, don't. Listeners. Please don't fuck gypsies. They will fucking rob you blind.
I'd fuck a gypsy. Make sure I stole their tears
first.
Yeah,
leave your fucking wallet in the car locked up. Fucking gypsies. Anyway.
Just.
You know. Hungarian. Okay, that's fine. But
Romanian.
Where do you think all the gypsies are from?
They're from Romania.
Hungary.
Yeah, there's a lot of gypsies in Hungary.
There are a lot of gypsies in Hungary.
Yeah. I've been there. I've seen them.
Romania,
they send their kids out.
The only way to be safe is to go all the way to Siberia. Lake Baikal region. Beautiful women.
As he looks at the microphone. He's got the face for radio, people.
I do. You fucking don't even know. Anyway, I'm feeling pretty good. Germany's feeling pretty good. What you got to spend there? 48.
Doesn't matter.
I got nine bucks
to spend. I got forty bucks because I got to spend nine on fucking.
For the factory in Poland.
Well, no, Dave, I was. Hey. No. Well, never mind. You get the burgers.
Maybe yeah, five. Go. I got nine damage.
Oh, this is.
Oh, good. Nine damage.
This is good. We gotta exploit this.
So you got $40 to spend. Just buy it all off. He's gonna keep hammering it around.
I gotta hit him soon.
Yeah. And with Britain's money, he's gonna start buying.
Oh yeah, these. Absolutely.
I gotta start
hitting Halifax and start hitting both ends.
He has to support this.
Yeah, I'm moving.
Maybe
out
not
now.
This
I'm
one.
But you know what? He's playing infantry. That's
he may as well come and get me now. And if I go down south, that's going to include a cruiser. If I come up to 58,
I like that move.
That cruiser can't make it.
Well, because now it's protected, right? You gotta protect
the carrier,
first, right?
That's
right?
Can't make it, but
the plane's still
last
round. Yeah.
Well, not again, but.
No, they
want
round one, and they didn't move up round
two. Okay, so again,
That's
not again for getting, but
again. Yeah, no, you can take two there.
Yeah.
I'm getting to, I think I'm gonna take Australia next round.
Germany.
Or with Japan. That's $5 for the rest of the game.
Which gives us a leg up in either.
Or suck back.
I see you sitting. Yeah, you can do it.
Which is because
if he wants to go after islands, he's going to have to go even farther to get Australia.
He's down there.
You say 50.
Stay at home and protect me. Put some guys on the mainland.
Why?
Get it over with.
Anyways, it's Germany.
59 allows that other cruiser.
That's right.
All right.
I want to know why you say 59.
I'm going to fucking spend a little.
So the salt is kind of tangible?
Because he's got the extra aircraft carrier.
Yeah, but he's got two battleships.
Yeah, I only got one.
Yeah, but make him stay with it, right? If he's going to bring it, he'll have to stay with it.
He's not going to bring it. He'll just stay.
Oh, it's already been brought in.
Bro.
No, you didn't.
Bro, it's, you know what, though? It's either or can work. Right? Either or can work.
Well, just
it's
keep
like in... It's like summer all.
Just keep in mind that one aw shit wipes out 1,000 attaboys.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't want to watch it.
The saying is like, I could build 1,000 bridges and nobody calls me an engineer. I can build 1,000,000 homes and no one calls me a real estate tycoon. But fuck one goat and I'm a goat fucker for the rest of my life.
Yeah, that's so true, man.
That is pretty good.
Just
yeah,
one.
That's the
one.
Same thing. Yeah, same concept there.
What is one Asha?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. It's the same joke, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Are we at the end of...
We just started a new round.
We started a new round.
Okay. Germany's purchasing.
21.
Purchasing. And I'm really curious to see what Germany's going to do. You know, we're going to have to let...
So that's what it looks like when it's toast.
Is that right, dude?
Yeah. Here, I'll pour it out in the ashtray. So you can...
Doesn't even look like it's used yet.
Yeah, but if you poke that, it'll just crumble.
That's outstanding.
Yeah, like an ash, but not like an ash, right? Pretty neat.
That is pretty neat.
And it's healthy, no tar.
All right.
Well, healthy. Yeah. It's relative, right?
The tar is like 12 times greater than a cigarette.
The tar is so bad. So
yeah, and we call it resin and think it's good for us.
That's
and roll up
and
the
it's,
fucking
it's the residual
balls.
Of the radiation that is burning the tobacco or whatever you're smoking, right?
Fine
tanks.
What is
that?
That's what when you burn like anything that has an active ingredient like tobacco or marijuana or you know, certain spices.
The THC or the nicotine.
The when it burns, it creates all this radiation.
Right.
Because that's what radiation is, basically. It's just heat, right?
Yep.
But you add a carcinogen, and now it becomes very harmful radiation. So when you inhale that, you know, it shows up as tar.
Tar, yeah.
And
there's no
it's
filter
radiation,
on a joint, so which is
right.
Even worse for it, yeah? It's
exactly.
Like smoking a pack in one chunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you'd get the same levels of radiation whether you took a haul off of a twig that was burning or a,
right,
or
right.
a cigarette, right?
It's just scarring on the lungs, if you will.
Well, it's irradiating, right? Which is really bad. You know, we're worried about going close to microwaves and getting x-rays.
Carrying
your phone in your pocket, but then we smoke cigarettes and we...
I know, that's what makes me laugh about a smoker saying, come on, I don't want a bottle of filtered water. I don't want that tap water. Puppy!
Yeah. I don't know how it measures up on the level of scale is bad, but working in the construction field, cutting concrete.
Same
got the smoker.
Without a mask?
Same thing. You're getting radiation because that dust gets heated up so high of a temperature.
But it also
cutting.
Kills the hairs in your lung.
Yeah, yeah.
The cilia.
Yeah.
You cilia boy.
That'll take years off your lung.
Never mind, Germany.
Well, I mean, so
you just
smoking,
worry about what's going
that's
on.
That's what I mean. Like, you got a smoker who's out for a smoke break, comes back, and, hey, what the fuck cut the concrete here for? But he's got a smoke well cutting it, no mask on.
Yeah.
I worked with this.
Look at the miners.
Building pool tables for a couple of years. And he had, like, his shop was in basically a garage, but a very big garage, right?
Right.
And he was a heavy, heavy smoker. And all the tables were solid oak. And then we'd spray them, coat them, and sand them down with lacquer, basically, right? So he would spray the lacquer on with an air gun. In this enclosed garage while smoking a cigarette.
Nice.
So there's all these signs on the lacquer. It's like industrial lacquer.
That's
wear a mask
great.
When using in a well-ventilated area. He just closed the garage and spray while he was smoking. And I don't know why.
That's
where
hilarious.
That guy is now. I'm sure
well, this is a little bit... this is kind
he
of
might
a,
not be
a
with
more,
us.
Might not be with us.
Yeah. Kind of a more milder story, but when I went to... I had a chance to work with a buddy of mine in the oil fields in Russia. And Kevin took me there kind of as a work vacation. And he says, you know what, leave all your logic at home. You won't feel a culture shock because you look Russian, he looks Russian, we all look Russian. Unless you're black.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
There's no blacks in Russia.
Yeah.
Really. But there's Mongolians looking and there's Turkish lookings and there's Greece looking, Mediterranean looking people. He says, but you won't feel a culture shock.
Northeast Asia.
He says, but leave your logic at home because they don't think like us at all.
Yeah.
And so we go over there as Canadians with our CSA, steel toe boots, our
PPE.
Personal protective equipment.
PPE. We have our steel toe boots. We have our gloves. We have our glasses and our hat.
Gloves aren't actually on there.
That's true.
Eyewear, headwear, and footwear.
Eye protection, head protection, and foot protection. Anyways, they're over there working the oil fields, right in there.
Probably tank tops.
Straw hat, sandals, cutoffs, or just not even.
They share one, and if it's an American corporation that owns them, they share one PPE kit among six guys.
Yeah,
they do. Yeah. I mean, I've, like,
well, yeah, we got it on here.
Manufacturing, it's.
Do you have your PPE?
Yes.
Just have them lined up, and they all pass the same hat.
Yeah.
Pass
them behind you.
I lived and worked in Mexico for like 6 years, and that's
oh, did
like
you?
That.
Yeah.
They're brutal down there too.
That's what it's like.
You ever see some of these dangerous clips on the internet of people changing a light bulb over top of a pool with the ladder with the? What do you do, buddy?
Safety videos all the time.
I know those are
so.
Did you see the one where Buddy tried to
put
a forklift up on top of another fork?
Yeah,
he used a forklift to lift a forklift.
It's common practice in Asia. It really is in Chinese factories that have high ceilings. You know, we have standards here in Canada that say you know, even with the proper equipment, you can't go higher than 20 feet. So you can't stock material higher than 20 feet.
Right.
In China,
there's
nothing. They go up like 3-4 stories with racking.
Yeah, not even properly supported.
You ever see
they put
the bamboo
forks under smaller
instead
lift?
Of scaffolding?
But the bamboo is good if you
they
do
use
it right.
Bamboo.
If you make
right
the joints right, it's fucking.
It's just
even.
And it's attached.
And it can take on the elements too. It's
oh yeah,
amazing.
For sure. And it weighs probably a lot
nothing.
Less.
Yeah, it doesn't rust either.
Doesn't rust.
Like here, take this chute.
Yeah.
Hold it up. But he's going as fast as you can throw up.
Yeah, in Thailand, they still use that, and in Malaysia too.
It's funny because Kevin says,
it's so congested,
you know,
too.
It's the, like, free world.
You know, it'd be hard to get, like, you know, the fucking scaffolding we use. You need a forklift to lift up just the scaffolding.
Oh, yeah.
10 to 15 or 15 to 20 on it. I mean, the bamboo, like I said, you could almost just throw it up.
You could probably throw it up. Well, Kevin was saying that
you don't need
the
machinery.
That the,
So what are you doing here, Logan?
I'm looking at my hoodie objectives and contemplating moving different directions. So.
That's the problem with objectives. We'll play for their objectives instead of winning the game.
Well, the money wins you the game. You got money to spend. True. Economic, I've always...
It's just all part of my propaganda.
Just, yeah, that's fine. We can talk different ways of play. I mean, that's the best part of it, really. Having somebody else to come in and show, you know, play a different way. Love it.
Yeah, no, it's great for me. I've only played with the same person for... 15 years.
Oh, yeah, then this
and
would
that's
be,
impressive
this
too,
would be
though,
refreshing.
That you've been playing that long, right? Way before Dave, way before.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, Dave is probably the newest out of all of us playing. I think I played before him.
I played this in high school when Classic came out.
I played it in high school, but I mean, high school for me and you is a little different era.
Yeah.
So.
Isaac was six. I think I told him how to move and what to do and everything.
Never retained it, I don't think.
No, because but it was fun for you to do.
Oh, yeah.
The rolling and the mechanics of it all.
That's going to stick with
you. Can't really say you've been playing for 20. I've been playing Arch Dollars for 20 years. How old are you? Six. I mean, 26.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
We had a history teacher who played it with us, like, after school, you know.
That's fucking
cool. Oh, is that right, eh?
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
At high school. And, he took, you know, a group of students who were interested in the 20th century history and particularly World War II history.
Well, and use this as a...
That's fucking awesome.
That's awesome.
You don't get teachers like that anymore, man.
No.
You don't get fucking teachers like that anymore.
No. Great.
Teachers are fucking bullshit. Man.
Well,
done.
I think the teachers are...
You got a whole lot of ACACs here, but I'm going to start knees pulling.
Oh, you Dogen face.
It's 7, 2, 4, 6...
What's Brown doing down there?
Brown's East Poland.
Frick.
7-2s. I got 3.
I'm so glad you started rolling.
Okay. Oh yeah, I forgot the fucking African age.
Wait a minute. Which one did you just do? The brown or the red?
I didn't do any yet. I still gotta move my tank in Africa. Did I get a mulligan yet?
What was that all about? Yeah. Wait a minute, what was that all about?
I was practicing.
No,
that
no
is that
now.
Is East Poland.
That is East Poland, okay. Because
well, no, you know.
You just threw me off, you said you get
ACACs,
and then you rolled. I says, well, wait a minute, I'm going to roll my ACACs.
All right, well, if
he hasn't had his mulligan yet.
I haven't had
Oh, well, then
yet.
Go right. ahead.
Oh, yeah! You got both.
Okay.
You do roll well under pressure, we'll give you that.
Under pressure.
I gotta look at this first before I take my ED bag though.
Yeah, well, I feel pressure coming up with axes and anti-aircraft. You know, we call them ACACs, so in 1914 we're calling them whack-whacks. For the water shots instead of mines.
Yeah.
Sleeping bombs.
You hit me twice, knees pulling.
What?
Hit me twice in East Poland, that's what
yes,
I
hit you twice in East Poland.
Mark it up.
What's the Italians doing there, grabbing fuel?
They were there fucking their last turn.
Get.
They're,
I'll try.
All right.
They're creating a diversion for us.
1, 2.
You got 4 of them.
3, 4. We'll use the white dice.
Good luck. Because
we're shooting under cloud cover.
Oh,
very close.
You know how. You know how many times that doesn't happen? Him rolling ones? This is the fucking ace king as far as I'm concerned.
Wait, I'm not very lucky when it comes to roll one.
No, neither am I. So. Well, you know what? I'll take 2 2s over a 1 and a 3 any day.
I don't know about that.
I'm good at rolling high. I buy development dice, I always get them.
Really? I cannot roll 3s for the life of me. I am the worst at rolling 3s.
Okay, Muggsy, how many did you get of me?
I'm not
Nothing.
Done.
You haven't
I'm
done.
In. I'm in.
You're in.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Fuck, I can't believe you
ones.
Threw up. all that flak, nothing hit you.
There's two twos. Oh, one, two, three, four.
This is game changing.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, you got a chance to do damage. One, two, three.
I got a third of you. That was it.
Four. Four twos and. Oh, no, wait, no.
Oh, look. Those guys are not involved. East Ukraine. You got four twos and two threes.
Yes. Yeah. Four twos.
Feels a little cooler now, eh?
Yeah, it's cooled down a little bit, yeah. We're more in shade.
We are drunken to the point where I give a fuck low lights, huh? Two threes. Junk! Why would the twos hit and the threes wouldn't hit? I got two of you.
I got two of you. Can't take red skull, huh?
Marvel Man is not going down.
One, two, three, four. Need a one.
Yeah, I know. I got three would have made a big difference.
Two twos. Oh, yeah. Four threes and a four.
Four threes are going to kill me this time.
No, I told you. I don't roll threes.
One and one. No, you don't roll threes. The Irish dice, man. They don't like threes.
For you.
Well, wasn't the three you rolled, the one and the three, weren't you rolling twos when you rolled those?
Tanks.
No.
Fighters.
And a tank.
Fighter and tank. I rolled two twos, miss. Actually, no, I rolled two twos.
Yeah, that's why you said two twos. Two twos? Two threes, right?
No, I hit with two twos.
Two fours.
I know it was two twos. I gotta roll it again.
Take one.
I'm like, wait a
minute. Fucker.
What'd you give me, twice?
Those tanks were not worth the money that I invested to do the damage that was necessary. Right? Well, the thing is, you can only put four guys there, so what would you rather have? You know what I mean? I mean, four threes I would have liked. Would have cost a fortune. But, so, see what happens. I still have a little bit of a whack back. I'm trying to swing down into an L formation. I can't get the fucking Finland, man. Every time I attack, it's like lose one guy. How many times you hit me? All of them. All right. I've had 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 8 guys have removed 2 guys. Sad thing is the Germans only use that beautiful country up there for like air practice and shit.
Their midget tossing practice. It's a barbarian thing. They like to toss the midgets.
Like the Scandies. I like the Scans. Those are good people from Scandinavia. Actually, for 1 year, Norway. Was it Norway or Finland? I can't remember. Norway, I think it was. The best country to live in and of all the world. Mm-hmm. Everybody got back a little bit of money. Surplus money. And everything was running top notch. I don't know what it is now, but that was about 8 years back. They were just rocking the world with everything they had going on.
Yeah, and then the European Union opened its borders to every country.
Yep. Yeah.
It's going to, it'll
that's
cycle.
That's a good point. I never even thought of that.
Yeah, that's probably
it'll cycle. It'll cycle again.
Life's a cycle.
Will music cycle? Because yes, I can't stand the cycles. Shit up today.
Yeah, definitely.
It influences more than the cycle, though, I think.
I think it's hard to say whether.
You don't see it like a comeback around to no. That. It's more like
you just see
your
longevity.
Own twist on it.
You see longevity.
You see longevity, but y'all see like also see
1, 2, 3.
Older songs being done.
Retro currency, right?
Retro currency.
Where something that's retro is now has some sort of social currency.
Like they brought back quite a few songs through movies now. Yeah. I mean, you know.
I'll just keep the.
Yeah, I miss the old music. I really do. What I really miss is the camaraderie that we all shared with the music that was out, which was about helping your brother. About being cool with each other. Now it's just, I don't know, I got all this shit and I'm going to pop a cap in your ass. What the fuck?
Well, there's more diversity, right? I mean, the music tastes become modular and separated people and put them in silos, right?
Well.
Like, there's no such thing as popular music anymore.
It's all pop. It's all pop. Everything's pop.
Yeah.
No, not necessarily.
Everything's pop. It's all pop.
Not really, man. There's a lot.
What do you mean,
house,
not really?
House has started in the 80s, mm-hmm. and now house is taking off like crazy. Like, there's huge.
This guy is pulling all his forces off the board, hiding them over there.
You should do that with UK. Intimidate with UK.
I don't like chips, so I love the pop.
This is your problem.
Love the
lay out all the bombers. See how he feels.
And it's all about how you see it in your mind, too, when you're planning your next move.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I look at those pegs and I don't understand
you see one
what
guy.
They represent. As
you
want
you got one big guy
you just
got
to match the colors, right? I love the pawns.
You know what? That color right there, red, we should trade red for something up here because that's really Russia's color. Yeah, UK has its color. Purple could switch with red. Brown should be down
there.
Why do
you have two red ones? There's two red ones, right?
Where?
We don't get a red
one. Oh, you're colorblind. Brown. Sorry, you want me to switch
red
it up?
Or brown one?
Which one makes
it? Oh, yes, you are colorblind. That's right. That makes this difficult then.
All right.
So what you need is symbols.
I will.
You would need symbols.
That's
you.
Better. Thank you.
I forgot. You know what? My best friend growing up was colorblind, but
sorry.
I don't
that's
think
okay.
about it. You know what I mean? Like,
so you see colors.
I understand how
colors.
It works, but I don't.
It's the best way I can describe it is, do you remember
you have to
old
have
tube televisions?
Bright colors. It's basically
shades. It was a
shades.
Storm, and the colors didn't
greens
quite
were
come
purple.
Through.
Yeah.
Greens were purple. Stuff
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, greens. Yeah, any. Because
there was
a lot
of purple.
It's more of a shade
back
thing,
yeah.
right?
And it's only
because
you
got the vibrant orange, which will stand out from the white and.
It's just
red,
when red, green, red and green, or any browns or grays
browns,
get together.
Grays. Yeah, the earth tone colors.
If they're in my same field of view, I can't tell them apart. They just sort of.
Yeah, I'll play the orange red. David's gonna be like, "What the fuck is going on?" They feel so far away now. Now they feel like Japanese.
I gotta keep
Japanese.
That in mind. I'm not used to that.
It's funny though. Like your mind is pretty, you know, it's pretty resourceful. And I remember things other ways, right?
Absorbing
instead of looking at the color of that peg, I just remember what you have there.
So this must be really fucking you up.
A little bit.
I'm sorry.
All good.
I will.
Try this. Fresh one.
Do I have to do anything? Just
suck it. That's what she said.
Yeah.
Wait, but that didn't work for some reason.
That fucking changes everything.
No, it doesn't. It
changes everything. You know what?
It's
I'm like grateful to even try that.
Oh,
that changes everything.
Is it Pan's turn?
There's no burn. But the back of the throat, it's like Russian vodka versus cheap vodka.
Yep. It's
there's
crazy,
no man. Gut burn, it's just a little throat.
And again, nice flavor.
Beautiful.
Russian
that
vodka
everything.
Versus French vodka.
Might be
French made vodka.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Between $10 and $20. Or you can go there and pick it up.
Who needs a beer? Anybody?
Because it's close to my
Muggsy probably needs a blue.
Really
I would say yes, he needs a blue.
You know what
these
I mean?
Days.
Yeah.
I got one going.
You know what? I think it's a cleaner pot. Yeah.
Try one of those Matt Thomas.
Oh, I mean, I think
like
that.
Is
because
clean?
Like he was just saying, even shitty weed, it's just taking what
just
you need out of it. It's just the, you know, it's the burning of the element
itself. A lot of waste.
Instead of fucking wasting it on...
When you're holding it, it's fucking
that's
burning
an investment.
Away.
Exactly.
And you're breathing it in.
It is an investment.
You know?
It's not
so the new expression it. Is...
Oh, like very
I got no
paters.
Oh,
like,
shit, my batteries are dead.
That's
the other thing.
About the vaporizer.
Charge
it. And make it last.
Yeah.
How long
how
many hours do you get out of that one?
Per charge?
A day?
This turn.
Well, 90 minutes per charge.
That's like straight usage, right?
Yep.
Not like Brand shut it off. Oh,
90 minutes of that straight usage.
Okay. Germany just finished. It's Russia's turn.
Russia's turn. Oh, it's Ray's turn.
It's
Ray's
turn.
Yeah.
No, he's still.
Oh,
have you placed?
Done.
Oh,
done.
Oh, sorry.
He's done. Get going and see. What did you do, Germany? I'm fucking behind on tweets.
I took over the cock. I took over East Poland. I left
Excuse
a little bit
me.
Of a force, just my planes, really, and with the Italians.
That extra
in,
dollar.
In Ukraine.
So what do you mean?
And you
that
gotta watch out because for the colorblind,
so
I had to go
home.
Orange.
Okay. That's
East
going
Poland.
Relatively. This is going home, and this would be like up here somewhere.
And then look what I placed.
You're holding that
weight. I took off
right?
9 damage.
What?
I put down.
I said you're
nine,
holding
nine,
weight
six,
for me.
Three and three and three.
I'm just trying
three.
I'm trying to take Tigers the cog over the again and see what he's coming up against. Where is he?
What if we turtle?
Texting over my fucking new tweet button.
And you just drop stacks there over and over and over again.
That hole?
G3, right?
What about the West Coast? We got to hit it. We got to turn them around.
I'll get there eventually.
I mean, I can do that if you want, but I can still...
I'm going to put the word Nazi in this tweet, and I want to see how many robots fucking...
six infantry and save money, or six. You see what I'm saying? It's still only put six there.
We're only going to leave by
show. Oh, right, I forgot about that.
Yes, if it was unlimited, I would stack it out.
Yeah, you're right. I forgot. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So I'm working with six and two.
Yeah, absolutely right.
So I'm trying to make my buck stretch.
Okay. I would still build more buffers. Maybe you're putting this out here. And
I've spent all my money, and that's going home, and that's going north. Well,
so convert what else did you these do? Two guys, right?
Little Africa.
With the extra dollar?
Let me have my mulligan. I'm at that.
Oh, then you can't put them out.
Attack. Yeah, I can't put them out. They have to be matched, so I may as well stay with the stronger unit.
Yep.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of like...
Yep.
Two-way conversation.
And you know what? It's boring. Next. Because I'm doing the same thing over and over and over until something gives. So
I just want. I'm
well, let's see. Do you want that thing south? I'm with you.
Hey, it's,
come with me.
All right. Yeah. I'll do that. Non-con, give the heads up to that. This is coming back into here because I'm not going to hand over the cock that easy to you.
Really?
Wow. As my partner, you should be happy to hear that.
I am.
Hang on. Wait. Yeah. Don't move in yet. Just give me one second.
Don't move yet.
Pull Dave. Back.
Dave is telling me
pull not out, to pull out.
That's what she said.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
She doesn't know what I'm about.
Okay, I go.
Pull out.
You may go.
You gotta give her the buffer too with the couple strokes.
Yeah. get out! Get out! Banker. I recognize that grunt. Get out.
This is gonna be a tough one, man.
Bankers do it with interest. Penalty for early withdrawal. Still gonna fucking hit that.
Yeah, could be 18 years of penalty.
Why are you not fucking?
Should I hit that?
Twitter's
I want that 2 points.
I'm fucking word out.
Yes, in the Far East. Absolutely. Com or non-com?
Commonly known as where you fucked right. up.
Move everything. Like go?
Everything?
Yeah. Right. Why would you not?
You got fine. You're stacked units. There right away.
It's 8 units.
Come on in. The water's fine. You might save Australia with that move.
Yep.
Good call, Matt. I like to listen to my generals.
Likewise,
I am not
likewise.
That's worth $1. That's worth $6 or $7. I think I'll be going on.
I gotta get this time.
The only thing is, you
there's no one in Australia. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. I could just drop one.
Even the
ACAC's
gone. Even the ACAC's gone. It looks like three guys.
Pointing
it's
this way.
Only two.
Hey, what's going on in Antarctica?
It's just one guy.
Watch out for those fucking crazy penguins.
But those guys didn't cost me anything.
You mean the Germans?
All right. Here's some bones. We're rolling.
Okay.
We have.
I'm afraid with them being
the
way
Russians
over here and not
for
trying to
G3. Don't forget to tweet.
We have the
R3.
Russians from Kareli. It's only two infantry and an artillery coming in, looking for a one and a two against Finland again.
I wish I could get some retweets from ANA.org.
I got one weeks ago for something weird.
Yeah, a few weeks
the
back, it was like trying to find the
woo!
ANA hashtags and
did I?
Retweet them.
Did I lose both?
Like, fucking every
you know
time,
many
man.
Guys you lost there, you
should
have brought them all to begin
followers.
With.
He's kind of dropped off,
holy
though, David Jansen.
Yeah.
Hasn't been in updates in March.
You know what else he's
doing? Dude, the Scandinavians just hit fucking two people again. Rolled 100%.
They don't care.
They really didn't know
that.
Oh, yeah.
Where are you going?
You mentioned that on something.
Where are you going? What are you doing?
I started
doing
other pictures of Barney
in that theater.
All right, 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm going to bring some beer for him.
Sweet.
My favorite.
Yeah,
holy hit.
He's from San Fran. You know what's weird?
Very good beer. There's some good beers out there, actually. West
craft,
IPA.
Craft beer, breweries are popping up like crazy.
But the one with bunnies?
But when we went to Oshawa last year, Ray and I, there was a guy, Gargantua, from ANA.
Yep. He's got a company.
From Gargantua Victoria?
Company. Yep.
And David Jensen is from San Francisco. And they said, due to... strangeness of terrain or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah,
Gargantua
even I drop it, it lands on a wall.
Traveling further
oh,
to Oshawa. To Jensen from San Francisco.
Yep.
Which I thought was fucking weird. But, yeah.
No, yeah, like Vancouver's a lot farther west than San Francisco.
Yeah, it's fucking huge.
Yeah,
Canada. Do you want me to hand the city over, or do you want to just hang on?
You ever driven across it?
No.
I've never driven from here to across
the
it.
The farthest west I've been is Chapleau.
Wow.
Farthest east I've been is Montreal. And I was in Montreal for 1 hour.
Chapleau, huh?
I dropped some refugees off.
What the fuck are you doing in Chapleau?
Came back to
New cab driver.
Some people to from the Peace Bridge. They were refugees from the States to YMCA in Montreal.
Oh, Chapleau.
Drove them back.
Oh, Chapleau.
Chapleau. I was doing road construction.
Oh, road construction. That's right. We had this conversation.
We worked on the airport there.
We got a roll right here. 3,000
souls in 70? Chapleau, and 90% of them were native.
Fuck. I used to
have a lot of drinking.
We used to fucking
fight.
I've been to both coasts. Good school. Ironically, when I went to our
Dave, right here, you got a two?
I flew there from Mexico.
Imagine
and
school.
Wait a minute. What's this? You just got a two.
That's mentoring. Sorry. Ironically?
So, ironically, I've been to both coasts, but ironically, when I went to the East Coast, to Nova Scotia, Halifax, I went there from Mexico, Guadalajara.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's funny. So,
and I've driven out to Victoria before that. Was
I like it.
I haven't traveled.
I'd like to go back. I want to go back out east.
Down, down to Florida.
Down.
I travel south. I don't travel east and west. I'd love to go.
One point for Russia. And...
If I ever struck it rich, please. I think it'd be Newfoundland.
Yeah. Why not, right?
It's resourceful.
If I struck it real rich.
I'd go Nova Scotia, really.
Yeah, if I struck it real rich, it might be Ireland, but...
We lived in Nova Scotia.
I'd probably just visit.
Ireland.
I have
nice.
One child born in Nova Scotia. The rest are born in Walsh. Ontario.
It's humid, right? Or is it not?
It
doesn't get below freezing very often.
No.
Where?
In Ireland.
Oh.
Very humid. It's always damp.
Yeah.
Like always.
Is the Guinness
always.
Better?
No, it's the same Guinness.
You gotta ask somebody from Ireland. They come here and they're like, beer is different
shit.
Here, but you gotta tell them.
They're full of shit.
In Ireland, it's 3.3,
uh-huh.
And in here it's 4.4.
Oh, wow.
So they put more alcohol in it. They're like, it doesn't travel well. I'm like, no, they won't drink 3.3% alcohol
in
North America.
It's actually 5.5 when it leaves the factory.
Yeah.
When it leaves St. Patrick's Gates. And by the time it gets here, it's deteriorated to 4.4.
Really?
Yeah.
The funny thing is it's
but
a
they
rotten
put more
batch.
Alcohol in it, so it does.
It's a rotten
well.
Batch, though, right? That's how it all came about.
Plus, who the fuck is going to drink 3.3 over
it was
here?
A burnt batch.
Is
or something
that right?
Like that.
Their draft beers.
Okay, let's look.
But it's the same problem. If you buy a tin of Guinness in Ireland and bought a tin of Guinness here in the liquor store, and you poured them into two glasses, you
wouldn't tell the difference.
Nobody can tell.
I've heard the fucking tour at the Guinness. Brewery is shit.
No, it used to be good.
Yeah.
Shit, I went like 10 years ago and...
27.
All the pints you could drink when you got to the end, and you got about 2.5 pints through your tour. And then I went about 3 years ago again, and you have to buy a pint at the end, and they won't sell you more than two.
See, I'd like to spend...
What the fuck?
Where was this?
At
Dublin.
The Guinness. In Dublin.
Have you ever been through Orleans?
No.
I would like to go and visit Dublin for one day and then
so
travel
I.
the countryside.
So would
and
I.
Like, fucking just get a car and fucking drive.
I would love that.
Country.
It's nice. It really is.
Because you could probably, 3 days, you could probably go from one side of Ireland to the other.
And I
want to
eat
with
a foggy
lot of
old little smoky bar someplace that only
yeah,
locals.
You can actually
that'd
you
be
can
great.
Walk across Ireland. It
makes
in
me think
five
of Johnny.
Days.
I got in touch with Johnny. I told you.
At the skinny part. At the skinny part.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's amazing.
Apparently. I'd love to go out to the
makes me think of Johnny
Aran Isles
and
Galway Bay
jealous.
And, you know, fucking just out in the
you
middle of nowhere.
Funny?
Go to
I've
Cork, see the Blarney Stone.
Limerick
Johnny
is one of the
Johnny
best.
Johnny and Craig Waters, the buddies of mine from high school.
Used to travel a lot for work.
Just
sold to her. Called San Mino. We
did Europe. They went down to Morocco. They went to Ireland.
Electronics industry.
All over.
We had plants all over the world. I was an auditor. Extremely high-paying job.
Anyways,
but
I said to
them,
they
got
came
to go
back and
show
me all the show pictures,
so,
fucking video. They were in the catacombs of fucking
France. I got to travel a lot with them.
The underground
which
fucking...
great. I mean...
Yeah, I've seen some of that on the nature.
The hotel
yeah,
the
that's
factory.
Yeah.
Stunk
but
on the weekends,
oh,
the weekends.
And
the weekends
and their video, it just looked like the Blair Witch, like a bad fucking scary movie.
Auditing.
Anyways, he came back
factory,
and showed me all the shit.
He
was skydiving
in
the Swiss Alps
right?
And fucking
so,
all that shit.
Like
stayed in
the
little fucking
hostel
that was right around at the mouth of where the Alps come around. And he said he went skydiving, went tandem, whatever. Showed me all the shit. And I was like, man, I'm so jealous of you.
Sat down.
So, you know,
like I was
I did what I had to do, but you got to go out and just do whatever you wanted. And you get all the shit and look at it.
And
you
says, you know what, man? It was a good time.
I do think that way.
I'd like to.
It's like, but when I sit down and I'm by myself, I'm jealous of you.
Myself, right?
I was talking to some people and they said,
like, you got a kid.
I said, I'd love to retire.
You know,
and they said, well,
you got to
bring a lot of money
to live. You're doing everything like on your own.
I remember a pint of beer.
Oh, I'm
six
doing
pounds.
Just having a good time.
And that was average.
That's the difference between fun
12,
and joy.
Well, close to 12,
you have joy through the kids.
And that's how
it sounds corny.
As corny as it sounds, that right there made me
in the north
like
or in
for a long time.
All of them.
What? Wishing you could do what he did?
No, just what he said.
They will
to
take Scottish pounds.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because he's having a lot of fun. You're having a lot of joy. And joy is not as fun as fun, but it runs a lot deeper.
Deeper, yeah. I couldn't believe
it.
That
may sound
corny. I couldn't believe that he said
he's got great memories.
Yeah, they don't
know.
Use it in the UK.
And so
will
you.
Isn't Southern Ireland
part
of the EU?
I'm surprised he's not a dad someplace.
Not?
No, he was always.
It was supposed
terrible.
To be. That was what the violence was. That
well, you'd have to travel.
He was slaying him. He was slaying him.
3 years ago?
Yeah, yeah, a few years back.
I always said, like, I don't remember.
Shortly after
the real IRA. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I don't want it to be like that. He wants it to be with.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
They still
well, he had a girlfriend. Remember Harry Botts or whatever?
They're still British soldiers.
He was telling us?
I hate the fucking Brits. They're really good. I hate the Brits. There's fucking two people in that whole fucking country that are worth a shit.
I love the Brits.
That's hilarious. Who's tying at the
My family is my dad's side.
I do. I love the Brits.
His dad had four brothers. There was five brothers together.
I like the way they think.
Grew up in Ireland, they were Irish, and then when the Second World War broke out, because of what happened in the First World War with all the Irish conscripts being put into the infantry and basically used as cannon fodder, when the Second World War broke out, they all defected from Ireland and took different names and spread out all over the UK, all over Great Britain, so that they wouldn't be drafted into the Irish infantry. And every single one of them, the ironic thing is, every single one of them ended up getting drafted into the army anyways. But in different branches, right? Like one was a cook.
And probably
with
a different attitude, too.
One was a commando, one was this.
Yeah.
But they basically pretended to be English during the Second World War so that they wouldn't be sent away to war to die in the infantry like every other Irish bastard.
Yeah.
Well, I'm probably the only person in the world that likes the Brits, the Irish, and the Scotch, all the same.
The Queen loves them all the same.
No,
the fucking hard Queen. Are you okay?
I meant over here. People over here have different opinions.
I think it's Japan, sir.
Mr. Live Man.
But I like all three of those countries. And
why are you talking? You laid out your money about half hour ago. Right?
Dude, you should have brought an Akyak.
What?
Four.
Or you can mix them up.
Go back
three, four. No, you can mix up the planes, right? What planes from the carrier in C-Zone 62? And 1, 2, they can go 3, 4, 62 to 61.
Yeah, it could.
Whatever you want to do. You have options.
He's running a train on you.
Metro.
So
yeah,
final score,
Blue
Jays 13, Baltimore 5.
He doesn't even know what a fucking train run is. Yeah, the Tigers came back and beat the Sox, too. It's no good. What about the Yankees? Fuck the Yankees. You owe me a beer.
Well, the Yankees, though, both of us appear.
Yeah, fucking cocks.
Come on, let's get this over.
Hang on, I'm thinking.
Running
Mr.
a train is like
Colby
the opposite
went deep today,
of
and I'm talking about a home run, not a blowjob.
It's the preemptive Bukkake.
All right, you're cunt.
So you get two
I'm ready to fuck you.
Look at him down in Australia. He's going to take all your VB.
Short barrage 3.
Okay. All right, short round.
Hit.
Rental. We call that rentals. Hey, wait a minute.
Like
can he take a hit with you?
I like the way you took the black guy off. I left the black guy.
Okay, so I've got three twos, right?
Hang on, I got to do that was my short brush. Okay.
Oh,
got
so
two ones.
Showering.
I got you. Oh, that's it. All right. Look, I didn't even need your.
So what was
got
the
me?
Philadelphia experiment? That was a
two twos.
One two.
Same
one
two.
No, one two.
Same concept.
One two.
One two.
You tricked yourself.
Short brush whacked the first guy.
Oh, that's an anti-aircraft gun.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I got a 3. Does that count?
Okay.
Put your guy on the side.
Mark me up 2.
Fucker.
Jappers collecting cash.
I hate to see the Japs down there. But
I know, you never see it.
That's okay. That's
all right. Hopefully look they at can this. Get out of there.
I know.
Yeah, he's just doing a cash grab.
All right.
Well, if I hit all four your times, defense. He's taking
yeah, I don't
place.
Expect to win this. A what? One. What? Miss.
You're definitely going to win this. Look at
three. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 threes.
I took my Akaks. They were in up.
And dirty die.
In up is what the Americans use. The Canadians use U.S. Unserviceable.
Mm-hmm. Ready? Huh. These are my trees by...
Holy shit balls.
Shit balls. Right, son. Not a lot of mess. 5, 6, 7. The dirty die missed.
Dirty dice and
the did you do that? Cut out? Freehand?
You got all of them.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I got these from the dollar store, just phone shit.
Yeah, but the cutout, did you do it?
With the X-Acto knife.
Good job.
I'm pretty sure I drew it on
7, 2.
I think I had a piece of paper and I printed it.
Stencil.
Mm-hmm. Put it over top and cut through the paper. Sure. The red one is...
Right here.
Ah, there it is, yeah.
Put it up here. You might take some guys off with the humid day
we
got.
I love the Soviet Union.
Well, Matt, you know what? Mm-hmm. What we were talking about when you said move everything out there?
Yeah.
That might have been a good idea because I don't see any focus in the south. I think he's going to suck back.
Did you get me?
Mode. I didn't expect the Australian thing.
Mr. Man.
I got you twice, sir.
Oh.
Australia, it's just about the road.
So, that tank bothers me.
Pressure down one.
He's going to eat gobbly chew a lot of points.
Yeah, maybe.
However.
Would have been better service to pay right. back, right?
No, maybe not.
Is this not 39 and 30?
Maybe not, because it took all of his planes.
It's true.
Into
three,
one little
one
zone.
And a three. And you're none. One. Miss. Three. Miss.
Two.
Well, I'm going to hit now.
A little excited there. Two. Junk.
One. Three. Hit.
Nice.
Going after my original bullet.
For global, we got the colored things on the side. That's
the pawns.
Bobadani.
Miss.
That's Russian for hits.
Okay.
English for hits.
Yeah.
Treffer, that's German for hits.
I've been putting my hits here.
And over here, Ito. Japanese for hits.
Cool. Very cool.
Okay, I missed.
Yeah, all the little things.
Oh, where are you?
Yeah.
You're not.
Junk.
I don't contribute anything.
These are all the things that we wish that, you know, Avalon Hill and Harris would pay attention to. And
they should have us on their team.
Yeah, but if they fucking did this kind of shit, the game would cost $5,000.
They could pay us nothing and we can come up with wonderful ideas.
But a lot of the things that we do are simple things.
Yeah.
Very simple.
You could sell 100, or you could sell... $50, $100 games, or $5,000 game, and you make the same fucking amount of money, right?
Like the scoreboard on...
That's right.
You know there's crazy people out
like
there
the
that would buy a $5,000 Axis Metalize game.
Like the scoreboard on 42? Hey, why don't you...
If I had the money, I'd buy that FMG battle.
Like the what?
The scoreboard on 42.
Oh, yeah. 350? Yeah, that's fucking beautiful.
I got a good idea.
It doesn't even come
we
with the game, though.
We should take 42, and we should cut the scoreboard.
You got to your own game in.
So you're looking at $600 before it's all done. I got three ones here in Hoop Ice.
Dave, I just came up with a good idea.
What the fuck you doing?
We should take 42, and we should cut the scoreboard off.
Cut the scoreboard off and make a scoreboard out of it.
Hit!
Oh, nice.
Isn't the scoreboard ridiculous in 1914? Like, I'm going to put 8 fucking rondelles out there and keep something straight? Like, give me a
one. Nobody down. All right, so non-combat.
Well, the Brits are going to kick you in the butt there, and I can't wait.
Oh, the cash flow is
ready to be kicked, bro.
Cash flow.
Yeah, the Brits is going to be back. They got their Navy base core. Now they're going to build their transports. And next round, everything belongs to them. Ooh, fuck. Okay, Doug, we got one. Oh, yeah, he can make any combination. I can't do that anymore.
Yeah, we got some issues.
Hey, hey, hey! How did that get there?
Oh, that's three. There.
Mulligan.
This is the fucking only game you can't get to Y from
Do you want
Japan.
Me to kill that? Do you want me to kill that?
Yeah, what the fuck? No, my idea was to go to here, but that's fucking too many moves.
Yeah, but what would that do?
Just so you couldn't get to Wake. If I go there, you
Who
just
cares about
me.
Wake?
Yeah, you do. You need to get to Wake so you're in range.
Yeah, but he could just, like...
I can go to 63. Peel
something off to fight them, and then...
Yeah. Actually, I can go to 58 and be within range.
Yeah.
Yes.
Actually, we thought
we yeah, and now you know. It's
his cruiser is gone, though, but it doesn't matter.
Yep.
From what?
Well, now it does with his fighters.
Yeah. Well, now it is.
Oh, my cruiser's not. What fighters?
Your fighters are going to defend that fort.
You're going to throw one fighter at this? You can't land. What are you talking about, cruiser? My cruiser's not gone. Eat a dick.
I think they're talking
about they're talking out their ass.
Oh, no, that doesn't work either.
Yeah, they can land.
Let me think about this.
Let them bring them. They're attacking at three. You're defending at four with four of them. You actually have eight fours because you're
Yeah, I will. I'll go.
Defensive Navy. Like, you park him. You can attack him because he can't.
I mean, you're taking all his fucking firepower away. If he's just got the fighter at the end, who fucking cares?
Yeah.
Like, he's only, what does he have to protect that fighter?
Three guys.
He's going to get one guy, you know. One extra guy.
Bring the transport and drop it off, and then I have an original.
10. $15 extra.
Yeah, if I get an original, that's
if it counts because there's no dollar value on it.
Yeah, but it's an original. Let's ask that. Question. Yeah. Is this an original? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. If you we take red, that, you get the $5 bonus for
colored orange
for the UK.
Anything orange is an original.
Yeah. Or do you want to stay with 58 and build up behind?
Yeah. Alright, Yukons. Japan's done.
Where's this?
Time for Britain to go.
You like tanks?
Yeah. No. Caravan.
You like caravan? You like tanks?
My mom wants a caravan.
Well, I want a caravan.
Oh,
I like
dogs!
Tanks.
Proper fact.
Look at Life Hider.
That's a big man. I love that movie, man. Guy Ritchie, Tarantino. Fucking brother.
Hey, boy. How big is he? He's a big man, that's for sure.
Hey, did you ever see
Fifty Dead Men Walking?
50 Dead Men Walking.
No, I don't,
I don't
like it. Fight.
You should watch that.
It's very good.
Mickey.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
It's
good.
To every,
it's
every
all the
action.
RIA.
We're done with Japan.
Japan's done.
To every action, there's a reaction. And a pikey reaction is quite a fucking reaction.
It's quite a fucking reaction.
That's great. I watched
the way that movie ended
with
fucking
barrels the other day.
That was awesome.
It's not as good.
I love that whole monologue of when he's fucking talking about. Feeding the
all the pigs. Yeah,
yeah,
the
pigs, yeah. A 220-pound man, or
look,
Britain,
you're
getting sloppy. Or 200-pound man to the pigs.
Let's
cut them up into pieces.
What are you gonna do? Wrong. You got one.
And you just gotta stop the pigs for a while.
What?
And then
none of
them. Just gonna.
There'd be
Bricktop.
Yeah, because you know what's gonna happen. It's gonna be like before his move and after.
That movie's great.
Yes.
I love when, what
transport?
The fuck is the black guy's
You ready
the
for
black
transport?
Guy's names
How about a couple fighters get rid of that
Vincent?
Fucking cruiser, maybe lose a fighter replacement?
Vincent?
Oh,
yeah. And,
Vincent
and you got,
oh,
you need,
do. And
you need mobility
like
down here too, eh?
All
well, bets, I don't know.
What
are
you gonna do there?
He fucking shoots a hole through the wall and stick the gun
around. Why didn't I take a shot?
Open the fucking gate.
Maybe you don't have to stand.
Sorry, I forgot to.
Money's gone.
So and then they're all freaking out. They're trying to secure a door. And they sit down. And they're just there. With the getaway driver. Opens up. What the fuck you guys doing?
And lose nothing because it'll hit you.
He's a getaway driver. What's he going to get away from?
Beautiful.
And then, so on this turn, what I can do is add a bomber.
Yep.
Fuck off. I don't like that.
What do you mean? Open him up. Not like he's a cannon.
We need mobility down here, though. We do need maybe a tank in the future somewhere. It's got to get
the
over
there. Atta-bomber.
Couple something.
Oh, Atta-bomber.
Oh, he said attaboy.
Yeah.
Attaboy.
Not
I said attahoojack.
Attahooj. Attahoojack.
Attahoojack.
Yeah, stack it up. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Are you worried about Australia? Because you know what?
No.
Oh,
fine.
Never mind. You
it's
can't. You can't put anything down there.
Worth 7.
I'd like to see a boat in 35.
Oh, yeah, me too. One day. One day.
Maybe one day.
That's why you're drawing the Japanese
one
Navy
day.
Over there, right?
Yeah, only that cruiser's a threat right now.
Mm-hmm. It takes the next turn for me to be able to go through.
I know. But you're not far away.
Can't believe I held Gibraltar for 2 rounds.
Yeah, you know what? That sucks. We wish we could take it back, but maybe the state should hit it this time. You don't even have anything to come after a transport. Oh, yeah. No, you don't. If we take it, you can't get out, right?
No, Nate, that's... No, that's global.
Global. Yeah, you're within reach.
It's only this one.
You would have a destroyer and a cruiser. Oh, buddy, I'm so excited to show you the Anzacs.
Well, I've seen the product in making.
Yeah, well, they really came...
You're very attentive to detail.
Yeah, too much. It's going to take me 2 years to fucking paint my system.
Where do you draw the line between, like, you know, productivity
buttons,
to, you know...
Speed.
To
accomplishing something. Yeah, yeah, I know. I hear you. Well, I was supposed to have them all ready by April. They're not even going to be ready for August. I could whip the Chinese off probably in a week. I got to redo the Americans dip-wise. Russians are half done. Brits are half done. So it's coming together. Italy's going to be my biggest job. France isn't too bad because I don't really have to, you know, do all the boats. France kind of sucks because you put a lot of effort into making...
I like the way Dave did the Italians in this. But their boats are very hard to decipher.
That's why the stripes.
It's not hard to decipher. It's just when I look at it, I think German, just because German.
Set it up to 32.
And you know what? That's exactly why the barber poles were painted. In real life.
Is that 32?
What do you got? You got a bomber's
8, 12, 20.
32.
There you go.
So I'm buying
12. 32. Yeah.
Okay. The bank. We're going to bomb Germany.
Don't do that, man. You'll regret it. I know. I see that.
Favorite things. Everybody's going out to 9.
You know, when the mosquito came into effect, it was so popular. It could do the shit.
I can't imagine a mosquito ever being popular.
The mosquito? It was the tactical bomber. That
oh, you mean the plane?
Yes. Oh, no, not Skeeters. Fucking hate them. Those are useless. Wish we had a bunch of fat spiders in Canada. That's what we need.
I think we should attack Burma.
Well, I don't think you should let him have any more than what he's had already. You got an artillery in there. Come in with 4-1, 3-1.
Pardon me.
This guy's going to move over? Or actually, that guy would be... I know he's only one, but he would help in the cock.
Well, he's in the cock? You want to go in the cock? Sure.
But then I lose my 5. But look what I'm up against. Nothing. I have... It's tanks. The cock is safer around, unless... Italy moves. See what I'm saying?
No, I'm
so that one guy, is he more important to cock, or is he more important
to India?
India.
Yeah.
India! And cock.
It's a very good question.
You decide, I don't care.
No, this
either
is
way,
a,
I think I got enough.
You're right, you know what, this is a good decision.
One guy might make the difference. What's going on? One bombing run?
Yeah, I'm waiting for
what's
the ACAC, German ACAC. That's my purchase.
Yeah.
Not bad, eh?
Here you go.
Oh, thank
bucks.
You.
German ACAC.
Yep.
Pardon?
German ACAC here.
Wrong.
Is it ringing?
Get one sooner or later.
Not yet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. Perfect. I got what you needed. You're rolling what I wanted. Taking out the Japanese Navy. All right, so these Burmese fucks can go put a cock in it. Plane's gonna come back to
India. How do I get out of this? Just to back to.
No.
Oh, there it is.
Home button. Just press the square at the bottom, man. Square at the bottom is always back to where you want to be.
It's the only button you need.
There is the button. Can you mark the board?
I have not marked the board, though. Not much for marking
what's
the board.
The two, Britain and Russia are collecting the same. That's why I was happy earlier, because now you're not going to be purchasing the same.
Oh, good. Okay. I still got guys coming in here like crazy.
For my movement of Germany.
I should have done what I did. Well, the next time, be a little bit different, especially with...
Yeah, you're going to have four bombers coming after you next turn. And then five.
Two and two. And that, then six. That's okay. You know what? You picked a good guy to fucking do bombers too, because I don't roll ones. If you were doing it against my old man, he fucking rolls ones like
terrible
champ. But I am fucking bad with ones.
Okay, what does UK collect?
I honestly, just for me, I feel like they should be at par.
Four, five, nine, 13, down 13, down 14. Up nothing, right?
Yeah. Started at 42.
Three, nine. So I collect 29 or 19.
No, but Joey's probably knows what's going on more with what's going where.
19. So, what do you start at?
43. 43 minus
14. It's 29.
Oh, 29. Okay, 29.
Well, why are you down so low there with the 3 points?
Plus 5 for 13. Eastern, Western. Yeah,
13, 14, 15. You're down 15.
You're down 15?
15. This fucker. Not this fucker. Matt. Who is a great person to play with.
He will be listening.
Oh. No, I think, regardless of whether he's listening or not, I'll tell you what I think. I think he's fucking a good addition. Really.
Yeah, I, you know
you
what?
Know, it's always have good it's, to have somebody new.
It's fresh.
Plays different fucking strategies.
And I like his. And look like at the bombers he's got accumulated. He's got fucking four bombers coming at me.
We know each other's strategies. Sorry, I was just in there. Just
fucking
hope it wasn't too bad for you.
That's fucking ghost for it.
There's no door or nothing.
Is it my turn? Oh, it is.
What's that?
Doesn't matter. I like that. It's a real men's room. There's no door or nothing.
There's a door. It's a pocket door.
Oh, okay.
You need a finger hole for that.
Down. No, you don't.
What the fuck? You always put the seat down.
No.
It's hard to open.
No, it's not. The fucking, you know, like the thing on the door that comes out on the narrow part? You push that, a little fucking hook comes out.
Oh, the little...
That's for pulling the fucking door shut. It's a pocket door.
That's the lock.
It's not a
it's door lock.
It's not a handle because you can't have a handle because it goes into the wall, right?
That smells good.
So you push on that fucking thing and the thing pops up and you just it's just like a little hook and you pull it fucking shut with that. And then
yeah, because I get a lot of this going on.
Yeah, you can do this, but if you just push the thing, it'll
and
pop
use it
up.
As a hook, yeah. Yes. And you know what? I've looked at it. I can't even find. I mean, I just briefly looked at it. I can't even see where it rubs, but it does. It rubs someplace.
No, it's got.
That's
it
what
hangs
she said.
On a pulley.
Sorry.
There's two pulleys on top.
Yeah, but they should be almost frictionless. I mean, just, it should be.
No, it rubs because I'm a fucking terrible carpenter.
Something's rubbing is what I'm saying, and I can't see where it's rubbing.
It's rubbing fucking wherever. I'm a fat guy. Fucking shit rubs. What are you going to do?
You're not a fat guy anymore.
My legs are still.
You're just a chunky guy. You've gone from fat to chunk.
See, I think I look fucking great, but people never knew how fucking big I was before. Like, I'm still a fat guy.
Why is there a German tank in Balkans?
Yeah, why
maybe you moved in there and you couldn't quite move in?
No, I think it's a dead soldier. There was nothing in Balkans.
Yeah,
watch it.
Yeah, I know. It's slipping extra units on
there. Yeah, take it off. That's weird.
I wouldn't have pointed it out.
There was a tank. There was a tank way down here.
Maggie's right here.
Oh.
No, that was a fucking...
dead guy. Right. Take him out the board. That's strange.
I think he came from a cock.
Well, why would he go there?
I think he was dead in the cock.
Okay, take him out. Why do they have the cock again, Mugsy?
Because we're a bunch of cunts.
Because
red's looking small.
Look, I thought that would be over
red is looking small. I should have moved orange,
shit.
I think, to here. But I went
the guy
to
from
here
Persia, India.
Because he's weak. And you know what? When I go
can
there.
Can I have that mulligan?
Whites? Is he taking a mulligan yet?
Listen.
White.
My visitor guy. Mulligan.
What'd you forget?
I forgot white. I was going to move this guy from Persia into the cock, and I moved him into India by accident.
Oh.
Mulligan.
Backwards.
Can I move that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You heard me talking
yes.
about it. Yeah.
Yes.
NATO says that we... NATO.
It affects him the
NATO.
It affects him the most.
I think it's
right?
A
yeah.
It does
well,
affect
yeah.
him quite a bit right now.
The axis of evil.
SATO.
Yeah.
Do you know that the Buffalo Sabres had Satan's Peckish Schmelik Groshek Shitnik?
Not all at the same time.
Not all at the same time.
I think your pronunciation was a little off.
Well, only on the Satan.
Shitnik. Fuck you.
It was. Satan's Peckish Schmelik Groshek Shitnik.
Shitnik.
Close enough shit. For me.
Oh, I hear Faluna shit.
It's a Z. Pronounces it J. Shitnik.
You're Faluna shit.
Spell it for you.
We're Faluna Shitnik. That's.
Bad, even if you said Shitnik.
It's not
Shitnik.
It still smells
like.
Remember when the Sabres had Faluna and Faluna?
Faluna. Yeah.
That's what the glory is. That was when I was a kid, yeah.
It was 94, I believe.
What?
Yeah.
Pat Faluna
and
McGillney. And
No. Well, yes, he was there.
You're talking Foligno?
Not Lolo.
No, Pat Foligno.
Fucking hate it.
No, I don't remember Pat Foligno.
You don't remember Pat Foligno?
I thought you said Foligno.
No, Foligno was a leaf.
This is...
Foligno was a leaf.
This is sh. This is zh.
Yeah, Jacan. Encrusted tweezers in my hand.
Zhitnik.
Zhitnik.
Not Shitnik.
Okay, so Dave, you're going to prove that it's
okay,
not...
Okay, there, Rosetta Stone. Put your shit away.
put your shit away.
Put your shit away.
No shit, Nick, on the fucking Sabres, okay?
No, I'm just saying that I think it's kind of funny.
Where was shit, Nick, before the Sabres?
Probably Ottawa. Who cares who anybody was before they were a Saber? They reached the pinnacle.
He might have been Washington.
Where they went to die. Right?
Hockey heaven.
Fucking leaf.
Where was Shitnik?
Oh, they come to Toronto to die, too. Goodness.
Yeah, thank God.
Oh, they only die in
Campbell.
They don't come to. They
I still think Husky might come back, but he'll only play for Toronto.
Yeah, okay. Fucking right.
Yeah, like Gary Robinson.
I like Lindros.
Actually, I like Gary Robinson. Or Robertson. I shouldn't have.
Or Gary Roberts.
Gary Roberts, yes.
That's fucking hilarious. That was the best comment of the night.
Oh, yeah.
I've said that for a long time. Better, right? Toronto's a career killer. Oh, that's what they are. They're fucking brutal.
Career killer.
Buffalo's got their fucking Darcy Tucker now.
Any firsts?
What's the
that's what Darcy used to do in the penalty box. He was a fucking nut, that guy.
That's fucking hilarious. All right, shut up. Stop talking hockey, because I'll talk all day.
No, there's no hockey on tonight.
Nope, Tuesday night, boys.
Chicago, man. Windy City. Calling
you. Madhouse.
2-0 last night? Oh, 3-1.
3-1, yeah.
Chicago's fucking got
some fast little guys. You know, I lost interest in the playoffs this year.
You know what?
The last four teams won the last four cups.
Yeah,
like, yeah, I know. It's kind of a dynasty going on.
I don't
care if Detroit wins.
I don't care about Chicago, and I hate Boston. I hope Chicago wins, but whatever.
I don't hate Boston. I
get more into the NBA finals than anything else because I hate LeBron. Victor and I were watching fucking San Antonio and Miami. It was great basketball.
Apparently,
I
didn't
hate basketball. What a great
fucking series.
That was
actually a good
basketball
series.
Game
the series wasn't good, but the last game.
I can't watch
Chicago and LA.
Same as
I don't know if
baseball.
You've seen it. That was the
love
best hockey game I've seen.
Love going to the
it
park.
Fucking amazing.
Love going to Oaks Park
and
watching the juniors play. That's a great night
watching
out.
Watching baseball
amazing.
In person.
Like I could do that as a night out.
Yeah. Or listening to it on the radio is good. Not a big fan of watching it.
No, because there's too much.
If you got stuff to do, you can put an earphone in and listen to a baseball game. You can't sit down and watch. It's not like football. Football is perfect for a fucking Sunday afternoon drinking.
Talking, communicating.
Get up, go to fucking, you know, do whatever. Fucking come back and it's the same goddamn play because they're fucking, there's 15 minutes of action in a 4-hour football game.
Oh, I know.
And there's 2 minutes of action in a fucking 4-hour baseball game.
Yeah.
Well, listening to it with a good announcer is fucking, baseball is the best on the radio.
And you know who's not a good announcer? I'd like to go on record on the internet right now and tell everyone out there
that
this is Blue Jays baseball.
Yep.
That Mike Wilner sucks. The sixth inning of every baseball game.
I thought you were going to see the guy that
is Jack Morris on TV or radio?
The Buffalo games, and I would have loved you.
He's on the radio broadcast for the first three innings.
That's the
Vince Scully. If you listen on the radio,
Gully.
First three innings. He's fucking stories and nonstop talking.
Yeah.
Then he goes into the TV booth, and he's not as descriptive, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's been doing Dodgers games since the 50s when they were in Brooklyn.
He's the godfather right now.
Yeah. Save $2.
When technology changed, when technology was going through a major change years ago, Howard Stern said, so they have the Fox puck.
the Fox puck is so the Americans can follow this Canadian game. He says now they've invented the chip for baseball to speed it up for the Canadians so they'll watch it. I thought, that's fucking Howard all the way, you know. Have you, you know what, Howard Stern, hey, Howie Mandel and Howard Stern are both on that talent show?
Yeah.
America's Got Talent?
Everything that comes out of Howard Stern's America's voice makes absolutely perfect sense, even though he's not like a talent guy, you know what I mean?
No, he doesn't seek talent.
Oh, fuck, he's good. Yeah, but he's very good.
Don't fool yourself, though. All these guys,
When he was on Q107, I hated his guts. I do.
Stern?
Yeah.
Stern was on Howard. Stern was on 107.
Burning's too good for him.
All
right, Cox, are you ready?
Celebrities, yes. On the radio
from
and
Red.
The internet, they're all kind of the same, like, at the end of the day.
They're
getting paid. They're getting paid to do what they do, right? He's coming there anyway.
Oh, I expected that.
Yeah. This transport.
His sexy exposed calves.
Is gonna go to pick up an infantry.
Take them down one by one.
Come into 16.
Oh, you can't do that.
Yeah, you can. You go to one.
You can do that.
Now
he's got that little shimmy to back it up. He can land his planes there. Fucking hate that.
How do I want to do this?
Maybe you're right, though. Maybe I should have listened to the original beginning, get that act out of there, threes. Even though I wanted to keep it.
I can move these bombs.
You know what? That's an outstanding idea. I apologize for not taking that up. I thought I'll do it next round. He was in. And there's never been a round where I've held it.
You gotta do that shit or be the Prussian, right?
Yeah. Like, first move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For me, the way I played Russia off the beginning, like, right off the beginning, before anything happens in any of these Axis games, is defensive. I pull back right away in both.
Well, we all do. I mean, there's really not much offensive.
No, we don't all do.
There's not
when
much
I'm playing classic, when I'm playing classic and I'm Russia, I've got a move that you may.
Oh, he does have a beauty move. He does have
and
a beauty
it
move.
It might alter you to play it, because like you know what it takes though. It takes all the allies on one side to build factories in this area. You know how it's fucking China. Sinking.
Build a factory in classic.
Oh,
yeah,
he's fucking disappeared
yeah, you
a little bit. That's nice,
buddy.
Who needs beer?
You take two tanks.
You take two tanks. You bring everything.
You know what, Dave? Maybe we should have played
two tanks to here.
Next time we come down and let's play some classic.
Eastern Europe is the bloodline.
Matt was saying he likes playing classic.
Seriously, every time I do it,
close the door over here and the two tanks
go down
there.
And the movement is Russia is always first, right? So Japan does the thing, and they're usually split up along Manchuria, French Indo, and fucking. The other one,
Kwantung. Yeah,
and at some point you have a vein to just go for with the two tanks, and then they're a step behind, so you can build a factory for the states
in China, and they have the
relief to build.
They only need that one turn. Right?
That's one turn.
It's
and that's all it takes.
Units,
yeah.
Right?
Well, no, we don't play unlimited units.
Oh,
anymore.
You don't.
We used to, but until you go to
you're
Persia,
you're actually better off giving up India. Taken, sinking,
still,
and then going back
it
and
makes
getting
it
that.
Shit balls.
That's good beer, man. What do you got in the bottom of that?
Ashes.
Oh, garden hose.
Anyways.
Try one of those Mad Toms before I drink them all. They're good.
What are they?
Mad Tom IPA from Muskoka.
Oh, we'll split them up. Yeah. We'll split them up. Have you tried Dab? Dab.
I don't know.
That's good.
Maybe.
Dortmund Action Brewery.
From the German purity law of 1516.
Oh no, I haven't. But I've had Henninger's, which is the same. Same brew, yeah.
We're in the sticks here.
Same
I'll trade you one if you want.
Oh, Henninger's is like. Oh, me.
I'll trade
Henninger's is more ghetto than Dab. That's for sure.
Yeah,
it's the old Milwaukee of German beers.
That's
all right.
Fun. Anyways, if you want to trade one, I'll trade one. You can have a Dab, or we can split up yours.
Hey, Mark,
yeah.
Yeah, I might have the cock with Italy here.
We're all renting the beer anyway, so. Please, honestly, guys, for now and in the future, whenever I come over and play, and I bring beer or bring help yourself, please.
Sounds like an open invitation to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we're similar to that too. However, we do sometimes I buy specific beers and we're to do specific things with those beers.
Right.
They're marked. We're going to split these beers. Yeah. Like the Baltimore 7.
In the cock.
But if it's not determined, you know what?
I will let you roll my British.
Okay, thank you. It will roll a 2.
I relinquish the control of
British. Akak, and then I'll do my offshore barrage. Go.
How many planes you bringing?
One.
Just one?
Just one. That's all I have.
Akak!
There it is.
That helps.
All right, I'm flat in the car. Offshore garage then.
Oh boy. Well brought up.
Two offshores at 3.
Back.
Hit one.
Ouch. Take the British guy.
Dignity of man.
No, oh, take the British guy.
Why not? He's going to hit.
We should take.
They're all going to go.
2 1s. Two twos and 2 3s.
Hit.
And 2 3s. 2 hits.
Holy wagon. 2 2s, 2 3s.
Missed one.
2 2s for the Brit. And the Hoosier.
Green dice.
Mm-hmm. See that? The Brit hurt.
Are they red or green?
These ones or these ones?
Or the Brit hit.
Yeah. 2 3s. It's actually green, white, and the painted. They're painted the dots with the yellow from the Irish.
That's his Irish dice.
I can't even see what that is.
That's green and orange.
I can only see the shadows of what the number is, but they're all the same color to me.
Is that right? The white and the green? Yeah. Or the green and, you mean?
The green and the orange.
The dark dice?
Orange. But it's green and orange, yeah.
No, it's green and orange. It's the orange from, because I got white and green dice, and then my dad took.
Oh, so are these dots the same color as these dots?
Yes.
Oh, that's why I can't see them.
Yeah, and it's orange from.
To me, it's
Irish,
a darker
it's
green.
It's the Irish orange, really, is what it is.
To me, it's a darker gray. It's like they're...
Right.
I could tell they're green when they were by themselves.
What we did is he had basically green and white dice. I added all the orange dots to make the Irish flag.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's why we call them the Irish dice.
I love those dice. I fucking love them.
I got you two times, though.
I got you.
How many did you get?
Three.
The Brit did hit, by the way.
Excellent.
2 2s.
Thank you very much.
2 2s.
I hope this
fucking catch. You're toast there, eh?
You're a hoser.
Yeah, 1 3.
And the Germans to fortify.
Yes. Fuck off.
Hey, you fuck off.
All right. I did. Marcus Bartisibus.
Right.
4 and 4.
4 down for the.
Excuse.
Ruskies.
1 2 3 4 17.
This could be an opportunity to kill the spiders. But he's got red, which is just fighters. He's got... Okay, this one here is just fighters. This one here...
It's 4 artillery and a man.
Yep. And that one there is the 2 infantry and the 3...
And the bomber.
And the bomber.
The bomber's sitting there all by himself.
He's got nothing that can move 2 zones.
Sitting there all by himself with the bomber.
I know.
Wish I had a troop ship. I'm just go kill that. And it's a city.
And it's a city.
What, Poland? Oh, yeah. Oh, that's why it's...
But obviously that's the calculated risk you took because I don't have a troop ship.
Mm-hmm. That's why I left France open for a while.
Yeah.
Put you guys there now, but...
Yeah.
We'll see.
France is a ruse.
France is big bucks. Six
yeah,
plus.
Ooh, right? If I take it, you're gonna take it right.
Yeah,
back.
But it turns me around, as he would say.
But what
and
I have
plus
to spend
it collects,
to take it.
It collects you five or 11 bucks.
How valuable!
There's a $5 bonus for one of the allies.
France.
For
no,
France.
But they have to have France and.
No, there's one that's just France.
No, France and the Balkans.
Oh well, we got the Balkans
there.
Oh, the Balkans down there. Yeah,
so
that's long into the game. The thing is it does turn him around. Like if you were to take France,
sure.
It does turn him around and that's a wave that's like a hiccup.
If I had the logistics it would totally be worth it, but it's not worth it to spend.
No, not now.
For the logistics.
No.
Right?
So we're playing a different game right here. Yeah. And you've got some goodies coming up, which are new to you. That's beautiful. What are you doing?
I gotta piss again. Baby bladder.
And I'm done my turn.
So that's Italy?
Mm-hmm.
Italy. Is that, and it's America, right?
UK.
No, UK.
UK is after Japan.
USA.
Oh, yeah. USA. Well, we got a shitload. We got $50. We haven't even conversed on this yet.
We have.
Well,
you need buffers for that Navy.
Did you want to go over this, or you said no? You said
I
no.
I said go to 58. Okay. But yeah, the extra five.
But we did say let's build and then try to take it next time.
17.
That means me moving into there 59 now.
You gotta move 58 or 59 now with the entire Navy.
Okay, first of all, before I do that, I need something that's gonna hit him when he comes and attacks me.
So here, buy a stack of men and a bunch of troop ships.
I have nothing to attack.
Seven.
If I move all of this into here and he attacks me, then I need something to come back and get him back, which means cluster fucking subs.
Here's what I'm thinking. You take the entire fleet.
Yep.
You move it there.
With this?
Yeah.
With this.
With that.
And these.
And those two guys, and take this.
Okay.
Right, which will qualify the bonus, and you'll be sitting there. If he wants to attack you, so be it. Have the fight, right? And what you buy is a shitload of troop ships and a stack of men with artillery or tanks or whatever.
Equally.
To drop off here on the next
turn. What happens if he wins his battle?
He won't. There's no way. I guarantee you. You got 8 force.
He's got fucking 6 threes. Yeah, I know. 8 fours.
Let him
come.
That's
true.
Honestly, let him
come. Okay, okay, so right. That's gone. So I need, what's the transport cost?
Like me, it's like,
okay.
Don't get bogged down.
I know.
7.
Okay, 7 and 3 is an infantry.
America's
so,
turn.
So
we're gonna take 7. Oops, shit. 7.
And 3.
And an infantry.
That's 10.
10.
So we still got $40.
Okay, we're gonna do that again. And then we'll catch up. 7. Okay. 10. Now we need two artillery, or one artillery and a
tank.
So a tank is 6.
Well, it's 10. You're right. It's 10.
Now
we've got 20.
Do we have enough to do that again? Let's try.
Yeah.
We're going to have
7,
10. And
well,
get rid of that. And we can go
tank
the
and
same,
artillery
the same
again.
Thing
you can't
again.
Take them all, though.
Yeah, yeah.
What about with this 10? Actually, how about this?
We need to get another artillery.
We'll take this back.
We'll take the artillery. No, because then it's empty.
I'm thinking about it over here because I want another bomber.
Well, then get rid of this then.
Okay.
No, I meant get rid of both because nothing's going to move.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So there's 10. Mm-hmm. Here. Put that back in there. Give me this. Is this paid for? I don't know what that's up there for.
This is 16, and 6 is 22, 28, 32. Right?
10, no, this is 10, 20.
Oh, you're right. There's 17. 20. 30. You're right. That's
30.
Yep.
Okay, that's
so
it.
That's
let's get rid of that. Now, this can move.
It
what do you need?
$20. Bomber.
15 or 12?
12, I believe. Strategic bomber, 12.
And we got $8
and
left.
Leaves you 8. You can add a cruiser or a submarine.
Destroyer, maybe.
Or 2 artillery guns.
Yeah, destroyer.
Or destroyer.
Well, that's 8. Or I could get
a man and an artillery gun and save $1.
Yeah, but that's not going to move anything. That's just going to be waiting for another effort.
Yeah, but it will next time.
Yeah, but if...
Hey, you're not going to only end with 2 transports, right? You could buy another transport. Save $1. Leave 1 transport behind.
I could pick up the next wave, right?
And to pick up guys. Yeah, you can't hurt with another... I'd say another transport and save $1. Throw a bomber.
Yeah, get your bomber.
Right, and then another transport and save a dollar.
All right,
let's see what it looks like. Try it on, see if it goes with this guy.
Let's get the buck into the effect.
That's pretty nice, actually.
I have an empty transport. At the end of this round, I'm going to have an empty transport sitting there, which could still possibly go one, pick them up two, or one, pick them up two.
Exactly. It's never bad to have an extra transport.
How about a transport on that side? I mean, you got to get Gibraltar somehow. You got to do something over there.
Yeah, let's pull one out over there. Good idea. Good idea.
But can it carry
a little head start. Yeah, because I'll move the British guys onto it.
Can you do that?
Yeah. We'll use the multiple turn to move them over. Slow style, but it all helps, right?
Alright.
Stops these guys. These guys have been doing nothing for three turns.
This is the purchase. Oh, shit. My fingers are so sticky. That's the purchase right there, then.
That's the purchase right there.
Alright.
We save a dollar.
We save a buck.
Sweet. I like it.
Oh, wait a minute. What's this?
Oh, there's $2.
Oh, that might change everything.
Hey, burgers are here. I'm just grabbing the...
No, I like this purchase. You know what? It doesn't change anything. Save the $2. Yeah. This is a beautiful purchase. Thanks, Dave.
Oh, that looks outstanding.
Not okay, these I'm guys, a burger.
And this guy is coming here.
For any of my caregivers listening to the podcast.
That's going there.
Mm.
It's worth nothing, but I'm going to rondelle that bit.
Everything.
Yeah.
You got to take everything there.
Yeah, but that's not, that's kind of not.
No, that's combat. No, it is combat. Right. It is combat.
That's that.
Yeah.
This is going to be fun to move. How am I going to do this? I'm going to put these guys over here.
It's funny that you worry about the configuration.
Makes it look intimidating. Give them no room to move in. The transport's got to turn 90 degrees. Yeah.
Okay.
Those smell delicious.
Thanks, Dave. Those
I'm trying to get my round down here so we can eat.
I can eat. Mine.
We'll eat all the burgers while you're doing your turn. All
right. Whose turn? Oh, hey, what's going on? Oh, China and America. All right.
Jabs down one, mugs.
End of episode. I love cooking.
Yeah, me too. I was a chef in a former life. Well, I say a chef, a cook. I was a cook in a former life.
Yeah, me too. I wouldn't say chef.
Let's go. Let's roll really, this right here, Dave.
I just really enjoy cooking.
Since I get two ones and a three.
But it sucks having Monday and Sunday as your holiday.
Jump.
As your weekend.
Yeah.
You got a two and a three.
Two. Miss like crazy. Three, miss.
Barely.
Two.
Barely.
Got one of it. A one. Junk. And another one.
Junk.
And a three. Oh. The three hits.
One for Japan.
Jabs down one.
Oh, you started attacking?
Yeah, I want to finish my round.
Okay. Can I do my part of the state's turn?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
If you want.
You know what? When we're doing it, I'll be done and placing my units over here, and he'll be like still doing his combat moves.
Two points.
Got one. Dude.
Fuck it.
Good.
Oh, Dave, what do you got
Six.
Going on here? Look at this beautiful stuff.
They're packaged Angus burgers. Should be good.
Yeah, they are very good.
I never tried those.
I'm not having
before.
One, but...
Right. Mm-hmm. Add it?
Yeah.
Huh?
Did you call me?
No, carry on.
Girlfriend listens to
unless your name's Edit.
Well, some guy could be called Ed It. But the chances are pretty
good. That's fine. Hey, whoa, why don't you wreck everything?
There's a chair right where the table is.
Yeah, that's my chair that I'm not using. I've been standing all day, sorry.
I think that's the end of round four.
China's done.
You're old and gray now.
All right. To avoid the annoying sound of chewing, we're going to call it a round. See you next week, MRFers. Until then.
Chug-a-lug-a-poke-joke, eat, sleep, repeat.
Fuck, fight, hold the light, carry up the dead. Do something, people.
Keep your stick on the ice, Felice fans.
Alright, eat a bag of dick. Good day, eh?